happened is that... Okay, then I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Ha! Your favorite mouse is back again. The bad penny continues to rise and shine. What a pleasure, sir.
I would express that perhaps it is a good penny that keeps coming back.
You got that right. I'll drink to that. You too. If you twist my arm.
And how have you been proceeding?
Well, it's a continuous adventure, Elias. I have been lost down the road some and what have you, and I was particularly curious about one thing that you had said here in a group session where I think you said you purposely withheld and that some of us had no idea of what we had in store for us, and I took that like we were creating as part of our part in the shift in some way. It was like, okay, all of this delay, that's the way we all agreed for it to be. Is that correct?
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got this list of questions here, and I know the answers to most all of them, but it's just great to have you underscore and confirm.
Validation is always excellent.
Well, the first thing I wanted to do was confirm that I'm continuing to hear you sometimes many times during my day.
Yes, you are correct.
I thought so, and many conversations even. I say, God, how can I trust myself? Oh, the next thing I got here is a status update on our AND pyramid. I sense many are waiting on me in this material that I have.
Waiting in what capacity?
Well, the number one that... Are you talking about my question about the pyramid or about the material that I have?
Both.
Well, number one, there are five of us, including Baran of Atlantis, who's the point of this pyramid, and I want to understand that it's still functional and everybody's contributing. And
yes.
I blocked part of what you said. I thought you said both.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, and this Atlantis thing, I feel a key to this Atlantis thing progressing is a direct communication with Baran. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I'd like some hints or some advice, some counsel on... establishing a more direct communication with Baran. You know us both, and I'd like your opinion on what would be the best method or methods to accomplish a direct communication with him.
What I would suggest would be the easiest direction that you could engage, which you could have been doing for a time frame work now, but you can begin. I would suggest that what you do is begin in establishing that interaction and that connection through dream and slowly translate that into waking state. Now, how you do that is you would begin in dream state, practicing more and more in expressing lucid dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, set that intention, generate the connection, begin practicing with the interaction through that avenue, and then what you can do is, within your waking state, you can begin practicing generating first a deep relaxation in which you move yourself almost into a self-hypnotic state in which you are in a deep relaxed state and allowing a visualization. As you continue and practice with that, you can move yourself into less and less of that deep relaxation state, but maintaining the imagery and the interaction until you move to a point in which you can move yourself into a quiet state and be tapping into that energy and be interacting very easily and almost automatically. Now, this process would not necessarily incorporate any length of time. You could move in this direction, move from the lucid dreaming into translating that into a deep, relaxed visualization, let us say, similar to a self-hypnotic state, within a time framework of perhaps, depending on how often you do it, 2 weeks. And in that, within that time framework, you could be moving in the direction of the deep relaxation state with that visualization, maintaining that for approximately an additional week to 2 weeks, practicing with that state of communication, and then slowly moving it more and more objective into the action in which you would merely be quieting yourself at any moment and allowing yourself to move into that visualization and generate the interaction and communication through that visualization. For what you are doing in the visualization is you are placing yourself in a state in which you are open to that dropping of that separation,
okay,
and allowing that other energy to be communicating through dimension, and in that action you can generate that back and forth interaction and communication. I would express that it would not incorporate a lengthy time framework for you to practice that, and that you would likely be considerably successful.
Well, I do know, I think it was back in the Kentucky group session some years ago where I related to you some of my experiences, including one when I was preparing cucumbers for pickles in my kitchen, and Bronn was like there wondering what the hell I was doing. And I thought that there would be more of a direct communication like you and I are engaging in now. And I assume that that will transpire, is that correct, with practice?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, okay.
That is what I am expressing to you in this method. And
okay.
Moving in that direction, practicing with method, that will allow you to move in that direction in which you can generate that direct communication and interaction yourself with them, and in that you can ultimately be accessing that in whatever time framework you choose. Whenever
at will.
Comfortable, yes.
At will. All right. That's cool. Okay. I'm so glad to hear that validation. Let me tell you.
Now let me in this. Once you move to that point in which you can easily access that communication and interaction, there may be time frameworks or moments in which it may be not immediately successful, and let me express to you why. Or you are dropping that veil between dimensions, and in that it is different from an action such as an energy exchange with a non-physical essence, such as myself. In that other dimension, that individual does incorporate a configuration of time and is generating objective actions very similar to yourself. You are not always available to be interactive, for you may be busy.
I understand, and same applies to Barant.
Precisely. Therefore, it is important that you recognize and know that, and therefore not move in a direction if you are attempting to generate that interaction and connection, and you are not immediately being responded to, and therefore might incorporate a tendency to question yourself whether you are doing it or whether you are being correct in what you are doing. In this, it is merely a matter of recognizing that at times he may be busy, too.
Well, this dovetails with my experiences back many years ago when we were talking with Corot from Atlantis. We couldn't always make contact. One time he was sick, another time he was busy with things to do, another time he had people there, and he couldn't make that contact. So,
correct.
I remember that, which leads me onto these Atlantis transcripts that I have from that time back then. There's over 6,000 pages, and I'm in the process of computerizing them, but I'm somewhat at a loss to where to go from there. I formulated a letter to Dr. Brian Greene, but held off because I felt something wasn't really complete yet. And there may be other avenues to engage that would perhaps be better aligned with my intent, which I assume is still operative. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So could you or would you provide some advice and counsel on what to do with these Atlantis transcripts I have? Just some ideas of where I should poke my nose, because I've given it a great deal of thought, and
well, first of all, what have you considered and what do you want to do?
Well, Dr. Green did that PBS special. He's done a couple of them. including one about the multiverse and other dimensions. And since you and I understand that Atlantis is another dimension, this would tie directly into that. And I'm not sure that Dr. Green, and he'd be a main contact point, has considered with any seriousness that these other dimensions have intelligent, I'll call life, such as Corot from when we were engaging him back in the 50s and 60s. So I thought
this may be an avenue that could be presented to begin a direction of inclusion of that factor. That, yes, that is a point of exploring the concept of a multiverse, so to speak, but that there is much more to it than merely the idea that there are multiple universes or multiple dimensions, that those multiple dimensions are not empty.
Well, in light of my intent, which you were quite specific about by bringing the concept and the idea of this shift to the mass, which is, I think is your direct quote, I thought that this would be a particular avenue to help present that idea.
Yes.
Okay. But, I don't have I don't have the power like Batman does, and I thought that...
Uh-oh.
I have stepped in the pasture.
Yes, you have, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, but you do have the power. Mm. And you do have the means. It is a matter of being creative and giving yourself permission to express yourself and extend yourself. Stretch.
See? I needed that, Eliza. You're going to get two drinks after this thing is over. In your honor. Oh, golly.
I would express to you, my friend, you are no less than and definitely no less capable than this other individual. And let me express to you in very definite terms, it matters not how many letters an individual has after their name.
Well, he's more directly involved in it. He's produced two things for PBS, and I think these transcripts here and the story of what we did and the communications with Corot back then would be he would be the perfect person. He would be like a shortcut, I'll put it that way.
Perhaps, and I'm not discouraging you from connecting individual, but what I would express is an encouragement for you to give yourself permission to explore different avenues also. If he can do it, you can do it. And you have equally as much information with less speculation.
The first thing I had done is presented a proposal to Atlantis Rising Magazine and presented that to them, and it was totally rejected, I think, now because their focus of attention regarding Atlantis is that it was here. It's a sunken island in of the past, and to present it as another dimension blows the... how would you say, the way that magazine is written. But I haven't even heard from that man. It's been over a year ago. But never
But in this, what I would expect bless you also is an encouragement to express yourself not in opposition to other individuals that have established themselves in a particular direction, but to create your own direction. It would be very similar as an action of, let us say, you connecting with a Hindu monk.
Okay.
And expressing to that Hindu monk that the chakras are not what he thinks.
I gotcha. Okay.
And that you could offer more expansive information about the chakras as energy centers, that monk will likely reject what you are expressing. For you are connecting with an individual that has very strong established beliefs.
I understand.
That they are not likely willing to alter that, for they believe, meaning they trust, that they are right.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that you are connecting with that already believes that they are right, you will likely not be receiving a favorable response from. And in that, you will be reflecting to yourself what you are projecting. For if you are approaching an individual that already is expressing in that direction, that they believe they are right, absolutely, your motivation in approaching an individual such as that is somewhat oppositional, for you are in some capacity attempting to change their idea or change what they believe. In this, that is counterproductive. It is a matter of not necessarily challenging other individuals, but rather moving in the direction of offering other information for consideration and attracting like individuals.
A blog would be probably in order in that regard, or one of the things that what might be tried.
And in that direction, the more you attract like individuals, the more energy you build in a particular direction, and the more affecting it is. And in that, those individuals that are in a direction of absolute right then begin to question when there is mounting energy in other directions.
Okay. We don't have much longer, about 6 minutes, I understand, here from my clock. So let me ask these quick questions here. In an internet group session on 12/20/15, you said, "And you all are the beacons who hold the light that dissipates that fear." Now, you used the term you, a collective you, to be sure, but who has included that? There were people engaged in that session, as well as listeners, as well as people like me who did not participate in that session. There's
matter is not, you have information, all of you.
All of you.
Setting care parade, information about this shift and about expanding and about yourselves as essence, especially in relation to the action of this shifting consciousness. All of you that incorporate information about shift,
okay,
you are all included.
Oh, man, that's just good to hear. That's just good to hear, because sometimes I feel like I'm being left behind because I can't remember all the information you provide.
No, you are not being left behind, Barsh, and you are affecting.
By the way, an energy question. If you catch yourself sending out a negative burst of energy, can you do something to dissipate or negate that so it won't be affecting? And does the burst still exist after that and continue to be affecting?
No, not necessarily. And yes, you can change it.
So
it would express that if you express in a moment in a negative manner and you are projecting negative energy and you recognize it or you become aware of it, it stops in that moment.
Oh, okay.
And you can change it into a different expression merely by being aware of it and choosing to express differently.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to you, does not continue unless you continue that concentration. If you continue to pay attention to it and continue that concentration, then yes, it does continue. But as soon as you recognize it, it stops.
Okay, a couple quick ones here because I only got 3 minutes. I've been struggling trying to discover my core truth, and I'm not really sure what that is, and I would appreciate some help from you in that regard.
What have your impressions been?
Exploring, but, you know, I'm not sure in what way, because my life has been so involved in so many different, many varied things.
I would express that your intent in this focus, yes, has been exploring. It is exploring development in everything.
Well, I understand exploring in my intent, but is I know what my intent is. You were kind enough to help me through that some years ago, but is the intent and core truth the same?
No. No.
Okay.
Now, your core truth is what sets your guidelines.
Hmm.
How you express yourself. Generally speaking, it does or is expressed in a manner for most individuals in which you automatically project it outward and expect other individuals to express and behave and choose in relation to your core truth. Therefore, as an example, if an individual incorporates the core truth of consideration, they generally expect other individuals to be considerate, which that is not the point, but that is an easy manner to clue to yourself what your core truths are by observing yourself and your expressions and what you expect automatically other individuals to do or how to behave in that, I would express in that, what would you guess would be one of your core traits?
I hear the timer, Elias.
I will express. You can answer the question.
I don't know, maybe getting the rise out of people. It's just bringing... I find myself maybe pushing my knowledge or something, stuff that I know. Of course, I know that's all black and white, but nevertheless, that's what I do a lot, is have opinions, and I'm not going to say, I push that out in front of people a lot.
What I would express, one of your core truths, is challenge.
Oh, okay.
To challenge and to be challenged.
I can see that. I can see that.
Challenging the status quo and to be challenged yourself in interest and in moving farther.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you so, so very much. I'm even have a third drink in your honor now.
And I shall join you.
Yeah, I sense when you're around, too, in these little mini conversations that we have.
Excellent. I am tremendously acknowledging of you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Elias. And
perhaps an invitation to not be such a stranger.
I love you, guy, man. I mean, amen. Amen. Okay.
One best friendship, as always, and in tremendous lovingness and acknowledgement of you, my dear friend. Until our next meeting. Au revoir.
All river.